His correspondent Pete Williams has been working his sources all day. He joins us now from Washington with new details. Pete, what can you tell us?
Well, Lester, law enforcement officials say tonight that they do not consider this an act of terrorism. They say the suspect was struggling with serious mental health issues.
Officials say Esteban Santiago was undergoing treatment for mental health problems, complaining that he was hearing voices. They say a few months ago, he walked into the FBI's office in Anchorage, complaining that the CIA was forcing him to join ISIS. Officials say local police were called, and he went voluntarily to a mental health facility for treatment. His aunt and uncle in Union City, New Jersey, near where officials say Santiago was born, say they believe he developed problems after a military deployment overseas. Military records show he signed up for the National Guard in 2007 while he was living in Puerto Rico, where the family is from. The records show he was on duty as a combat engineer for 10 months in Iraq, returning 5 years ago. He was discharged last August. Family members say he went to Alaska looking for work, where he had a son and was receiving psychological counseling there.
Investigators say they've heard from witnesses that who say he got into an altercation on board one of the flights, but whatever that was, it wasn't serious enough for the airline to call the police. So tonight it's still unanswered why he opened fire and why in the Fort Lauderdale airport, Lester.
Pete Williams, thank you, Pete. And word that the alleged gunman had apparently retrieved a firearm from his checked baggage before opening fire is shining a spotlight on a whole new set of concerns. Among them, what are the restrictions on checking a weapon on board a flight? And what about security outside the